fell very deep through. In the program, in calming down. Actually, all the day was like this. Not that I was looking after consciousness. I just knew that I was consciousness. And during the program, I fell through. Fell really deep through. So that it was difficult to rather. I opened my eyes on purpose just to come round. Then I closed my eyes and there again. And how did you fall through? Plain. First, I had a clear feeling of falling. Well, it all started as usual from entering. You enter, seems as you feel all the body inside. And then, just falling through, total darkness. You cannot see anything. I am telling myself that there should be light somewhere. On physical level, it is as if you have jumped from somewhere, right? You are flying down 100%. You mean as if you have leaped from a skyscraper, right? Okay, continue. Right, and afterwards I keep telling myself that it is dark around and there should be a light somewhere. I understand that there should be something. Afterwards, some movement somewhere, something. Then, just, I don't know, it just became garish. I have my eyes closed, of course, but I feel that I'm inside. I see my entire body from the inside. I see hands, they are garish, and it becomes so irresistible that you open your eyes, breathe a little bit, and then go there again, and that's it. I will say such a foolish thing that it was that bad. As if it is it, I feel that the program is finishing and I ask myself, well, have I woken up? I open my eyes. No, I haven't. But the experience was that strong that when I sat in my car, I could not describe it differently, but to cast out. I mean, there are no other words. And then it all went away and came back to normal. Tell me, what else have you seen? Well, I think that I have just touched my soul. It is somehow an internal feeling. Can you describe it somehow? Well, I have opened up that much that my body. There was no mind for sure. It was a 100% instrument that it just understand what is going on. Then, second, that entire body belonged to my soul, independable of where I was looking. Everything, fingers, hands, I couldn't look at them. I squinted. It was impossible to breathe. I opened my eyes to get back a little bit and to breathe and go back there again. Wait, let us restore the event in the chronological order. You flew, fell really hard. It was very dark. It was unpleasant, uncomfortable. Well, I just understood that I'm flying somewhere. Understood that I was falling through, that there should be something, and asked myself a logical question, that somewhere has to be lighted. Light should be somewhere. And it just pulled me. Physical sense of feeling, sense of light, but not falling. The sense of flight and the light, please. The light inside yourself or around you. The light inside me. I didn't look around. When I close my eyes and perform an entrance, I can clearly see my body. Where am I? My internal sight. You mean you see your organs or what? Organs? No. What I see is I see my entire body. How I'm sitting or standing, it doesn't matter. I clearly see myself. If I look in the right knee, I can see out of my right knee. Or I can be situated in my right knee. I see where am I now and I can do everything. And here, I don't know how to describe it. There are no words. It just was difficult, definitely. Good, definitely. How was it? Difficult? It just was even that I was a 6-18. For now, exactly in this state. That is why I opened my eyes, because I felt that if I will not start breathing, will not open my eyes, I will just asphyxiate because I am not breathing. You mean close to the death border? Yes, maybe, I don't know. But I was not thinking about the possibility to die now. I guess it's just a life instinct. You open your eyes and breathe because in that state, it is impossible to breathe. It was impossible to do anything there. And it was also impossible to visualize all this. I mean that it was so big, pleasant, good, exciting. You can choose any word. At the same time, it was interesting and irresistible. That's it. Well, afterwards, I was shaking a little bit. After it all finished, went to smoke. Oh, we should have interviewed you just after. Maybe there was a flow of words and I wanted to share it. But there were no other expressions than cutting out, coming to my mind to express the deepness. Well, we will keep coming to the idea that your body has to be ready for such things. Otherwise, it will just stop on the spot. It is a continuous training just as in sport. When you will get used to the intensity, these blissful or like these states will vanish, they will become longer or shorter, but just as long as we can support. The more we can withstand, the faster and more effective they will be, and we will start to move faster on the way. That is why one has to always keep fit. Different stages of the way, blissful states, sleeping, waking up, these are just phases of the way. They will be insupportable. You are scared not only to spill, but even to walk, because you do not have strength to do so. No virtue to walk, guys. There is such experience. When you already know what will you be faced with, you put water near you, because there is not strength. A guy of 23, 24 years, trained guy puts water and a couple of spoons of honey, because he knows that there will be not enough strength. It already happened, so a couple of times. One barely can walk until kitchen. No strength. It is so wonderful. The organism takes it all. All the nature takes it. The organism has to develop future, and it focuses all the forces on it. One doesn't need anything else. You will have such experience, but more you are a team and more goal-oriented, faster and more effective it will be. The nature reminds you guys that it exists, that you are on the right way. It is very good, that it is wonderful, it is good. Here, any doubt that it is not in the right way, that it is bullshit, they vanish. It is even foolish to talk about it. Besides, an idea came to the mind. When was it the state? Do you still doubt? How much longer can one search for proof? It sounds somehow silly.